Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everybody. Coming up later this hour, sex advice columnist Dan Savage with those rare times when he thinks it's okay for married people to have an affair. That's part of his new book, American Savage. Rare times, I said, but he'll lay out what they are. But right now, an emerald ring, a Maltese dog, a robot, and an 18th century violin. What do these items have in common? Well, they have all officially been left behind in New York City taxis, according to the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Joining me now is James Finelli, a reporter for the local news website DNAinfo.com, who recently did some reporting about the belongings that passengers left in cabs in 2013 and early 2014, officially listed. Hey, Jim, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
And we want to open up the phones right away. Listeners, what have you left in a taxi? What have you found that other riders left behind that never made it to the TLC's eyes? Have you had a valuable item returned to you by a driver or another rider? Or if any taxi drivers are listening right now, what have you found in your car and what did you do with it? 212-433-WNYC for any of you, 212-433-9692. And, Jim, in your story, you list some surprising things that riders have left in cabs. So you want to list a few more in addition to the ones that I started with?
Sure. So you mentioned the Maltese dog. His name is Boo Boo. And he got lost on the way to the Prince George Hotel where his owner lives. And he was reunited with his owner about a day later. And another pet, a three-month-old kitten, was lost. A dead uncle's ashes in an urn was lost.
Wow.
And then I think the most interesting and could make for a good movie plot, $20,000 worth of gold bars.
Gold bars?
Gold bars.
Did they get returned? Did their owner get identified?
Unfortunately, they did not get returned according to TLC. But it's just a very interesting story around it.
Do we suspect that anybody left some ill-gotten gains in those gold bars if they weren't claimed?
Well, the man who was the passenger to drive in the car, he had hired the cabbie to take him from New York to Virginia for $1,000.
Cool.
So when he got to Virginia, for some reason he forgot that he had left a bag full of gold in the trunk, and the cabbie sped off, and he tried calling the cabbie, and never heard back from the cabbie. And so that's when he contacted the TLC and 311.
So did the TLC track down the cabbie?
We know who the cabbie was, and I actually tried to reach out to the cabbie. He did not return my phone calls. The TLC has said that he has since lost his hack license, not actually for the gold bars, but just for getting too many points on his license.
I thought $1,000 was the usual fare for going from Midtown to Coney Island.
It could be, yes.
That guy got all the way to Virginia. But, you know, it's for stories like that that I always say, get a receipt from the driver at the end of your ride in a taxi, no matter how small the fare or whether you think you can deduct it for business purposes or whatever, because that receipt has the driver's ID or the car's ID, and you can track down something that you left in a car.
Right, that's right. That makes finding your object that you lost a lot easier because it has the taxi's medallion number. And so what you can do is you can reach out to 311 either through the website or through its phone, and you can tell them that you're in this cab with this medallion number, and then that helps them get in touch with either the company that owns the cab or the actual driver, who can then check to see if they actually still have your item.
All right, listeners, what's your story? What did you leave? What did you find? What did you do with it? If you're a cab driver, tell us a great story of somebody leaving something in a cab, whether they lost their gold bars, whether they lost their rebar, whatever. 212-433. Oh, that's a different story. 212-433-9692. And here's a driver, John in Manhattan. Hey, John, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Brian, how are you doing today?
Good. So you're a taxi driver, yes?
Yes, okay. I'm going to give you just one weird one.
One great one,
Okay, two customers took me from the Lower East Side to Long Island, about $140. As soon as we get there, they run away from the taxi. When I get back to the gas station, I find two bags of weed and $280 in cash. So I took the cash and I dumped the weed in the trash can.
Very honest and very straight. That's John in Manhattan.
That's interesting, actually, because
I don't know if he's on. Was he able to? I guess those guys didn't leave a record of themselves, considering.
Right.
So he had no way to find them.
You know, actually, and you know,
you get to keep the money in that case.
Right, you get to keep the money, and actually, sometimes it's not the passenger who runs off. It's actually the driver runs off, not maybe knowing that there is still items in the back of their car, and that happened to one gentleman who wrote this urgent plea to 311 about losing a robot. And he said that if he did not have that robot by the next morning, he would lose his job. So the stakes were pretty high in that case.
Did he get the robot back?
He did not get the robot back.
Huh. Do you have a sense of what the most commonly forgotten items are?
Yeah. It's so overall, we looked at the past year and a half of what people have reported lost. And it's about 54,000 things that were reported lost. And the most common thing is an electronic device or a phone. And then the second most common thing is like a purse or a wallet.
And Tom in Nyack has one of those stories, but I think at an extreme end of that spectrum. Tom, you're on WNYC. Hey.
Hello, Brian, and thank you for your show. I was moving houses. This was in 2001, I think, and I had my wallet with my first and last month's rent and security deposit, and essentially all the money I had in the world at the time, about $4,000, and left it in the cab.
Wow.
And then went into my new apartment where I had no telephone. And in spite of all of that, the driver had some difficulty within about 8 hours had tracked me down and gave me the wallet back with everything in it.
That is such a great story.
Yeah, and he is not alone. There are a lot of people who lose very expensive items. You know, you mentioned in the opening that someone lost a $30,000 emerald ring. About 27 people reported losing their engagement rings, some of them in their gift box, so they hadn't even popped the question yet. And someone also lost $75,000 worth of jewelry that was in a bag, including some Cartier watches and some antique jewelry.
So what'd you tip him, Tom?
I gave him $100 and felt like a cheapskate for doing so, because he really did save my life.
Thank you very much. It's a great story. You know, I was going to tell my story, but it's so dwarfed by that that it's a waste of time. But just simply, I once left a wallet in a taxi. It was before I was hosting the show, so it wasn't like I was a public figure and, you know, somebody, oh, it's Brian Lewis. And don't you know, the driver tracked me down and called me up, and we arranged to meet, and he gave me back the wallet, cash included, which was about $200, and I gave him a 20. And, you know,
how did you get in touch with him? Did you?
No, he got in touch with me through my ID information.
Wow,
in the
wallet. That's incredible. Yeah. And this was, I guess, pre-311.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Pre-cell phone.
It's a different time. OK.
So it was really, you know, I was stunned when I got a call from the guy, but he managed to look me up. I was listed in the phone book.
That's
which I'm not anymore, by the way. and there it was.
There are a few good Samaritans out there, you know, along with these reports of $54,000 items going missing, there was about 400 people who either it was a driver or another passenger had found items in the back of the cab, and they actually reached out to 311 to say that they had found these items and they wanted to give them back to the owner.
John in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Good morning.
So your friend left a what?
A violin.
Worth what?
About $75,000.
No, get out.
Yeah, he was finishing playing a show. We're getting ready a few days later to be leaving on a tour, and he left the case, and he was a little harried, and he didn't even realize it until, like 3 hours later. And panic ensued, and eventually he was reunited with the violin.
How?
This was about 20, 25 years ago already. But
how was he reunited with it?
You know, I don't really even know the whole story. I believe that when he realized that he left it, he thought he might have left it at the theater, and then they followed up with the cab company, and he eventually got it back. That's all I know.
John, thank you. Wait, this seems to happen a lot. Tommy in Woodside, you're on WNYC?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Your wife left a what?
My wife, I left my wife's $25,000 violin in the back of a taxi cab.
You left your wife's $20,000 violin?
Were you allowed to go home after that?
I did. Well, I went home. She was not home yet, and I went home. I fell asleep. She came home. The door opened, and she said, "Where's my violin?" It was Columbus Day weekend, unfortunately, so I was not able to call any of the cab dispatchers. But that Tuesday, I happened to remember the guy's name who was my cab driver, and that he had a Haitian accent. I called 200 cab dispatcher offices. The very last one I got in Coney Island was some Russian guy who remembered that Noah and happened to have his phone number. I called Noah. He called me right back, said, "I have your wife's violin," came, picked me up, and took me to the building where he had put it.
Of course it was the last one you called, because then you stopped calling.
I know. And fortunately, he saved my marriage as well as my wife's violin. So.
I would think. So, Tommy, tell me one thing, and I should have asked the other guy, too. Does a $75,000 violin really sound any better than a $7,500 violin?
Not really, but a $750,000 violin does.
Okay, I'll remember that next time I'm in the market for the best violin. $75,000, you have to go up to $750,000 before it makes a difference, says Tommy in Brooklyn, whose marriage was saved. So what do people do if they left something valuable in a cab? Now that we've gotten all these stories on the table, when it happens to you who's listening right now, Jim from DNA Info is going to tell you what to do.
Okay. Well, like you mentioned, the key thing is to try to get a receipt, because that will have all your driver's information and the cab information, including the medallion number, which is what TLC and 311 will use to try to figure out which cab you're in. The other thing you can do is you can, if you have the driver's name or his hack license number, you can provide that to the 311. And basically, you can go online to do that, or you can do that by just calling 311. And then they'll try to reach out to the TLC, and sometimes even if you don't have that information, what they can do is you can give them an estimate of where you got out of the cab, what time it was, and the TLC will use the GPSs that are now in all the taxi cabs to kind of triangulate which cabs are around that area and see if they can put you in touch with the cabbie you were taking a ride with.
All right. James Finelli, reporter for the local news website DNA Info, who recently did some reporting about the belongings that passengers lost in cabs in 2013 and early 2014, as made available by the TLC. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Sex advice columnist Dan Savage. And you know, if you know Dan Savage, you know he's not just a sex advice columnist. He started that very important It Gets Better movement. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that, but also about some of the stories in his new book, American Savage, Insights, Slights, and Fights on Faith, Sex, Love, and Politics, including his advice that in some rare instances, he would advise couples to be unfaithful in their marriage. Stay with us.